Blog Talk Radio.
What's goody, what's goody, what's good? Welcome to Real Talk Radio. You rocking with your girl, the one and only, Ill Millie on the ones and twos. Okay, we're going to do this a little different, you guys. This is pretty much like a tester, so to speak. But it's just so much news that's going on, and one particular story we have to tackle. And I'm quite sure you guys are also familiar with it. But before we get into it, I'm going to ask that you guys bear with me because, as you know, this is my first time back in 3 years, so I'm a little rusty on the tools, so just work with me. We don't have music that we're going to play tonight because we're going to use this as a special contribute to the late Nipsey Hussle, and we're going to dedicate this episode to him tonight. So without further ado, we are going to go ahead and step into a brief interlude with a moment of silence. Yo, what's going on, everybody? You tuned back into Real Talk Radio. You rocking with your girl, the one and only Ill Millie on the ones and twos, as well as your host. All right, now we're going to go ahead and jump right into this. It's a lot of stories going on, as you guys know, about the late Nipsey Hussle, who was shot down in front of his store yesterday night. We have special guest Ebo, as well as my co-host, in the building with us, who is going to pretty much shine a lot of light onto the situation, seeing that she's done a lot of research on it, and I'm just getting onto the story. So with that being said, I would like to introduce Ebony, a.k.a. Ebo, my co-host.
Good evening, guys.
The late great rapper, Hermias Davidson S. Gettem, better known professionally as beloved Los Angeles rapper Nipsey Hussle, has died after being shot at his Marathon clothing store in L.A. He was 33 years old. He is survived by two children and his girlfriend, Lauren London. His death was confirmed yesterday by NBC News, who reports that he died from injuries sustained from gunshot wounds. TMZ has also confirmed this as well. Nipsey officially referred to in the Crenshaw District of L.A., where his store is located in his neighborhood, was a fixture of the community, growing up in the area and eventually founding his clothing store, Sunnymead, which faces the corner of Slauson Avenue and Crenshaw Boulevard. Both streets figure prominently into his music, as does his upbringing as part of the Rolling 60s neighborhood Crip gang that patrolled the area. Nipsey was fresh off the successful run of his first major label album, Victory Lap, which was up for a nomination for a Grammy this year as well, which kept a decade of independent releases from the hometown hero, including a pair of mixtapes, Crenshaw and Mailbox Money, that he infamously sold for $100 and $1,000, respectfully. Victory Lap was released in partnership with Atlantic Records and earned, among other things, as a nomination. Uproar sends thoughts and prayers to the family and friends of Nipsey Hussle. This is so sad. I didn't know too much of his music, but I always knew who he was, and I know he was a good person. He did a lot for his community. He was trying to teach us blacks to, you know, start owning our own business, saying start owning everything. He was really trying to rebuild his neighborhood with the kids, with everybody in a positive way. He was trying to start a restaurant in his neighborhood as well, and he didn't already do that, if I don't believe, but basically was doing it because that in our kind of neighborhoods, like with this clothing store, like we really couldn't get stores because of what we live in. That's why he built this thing in his neighborhood. But this is so, so sad for the hip hop industry, for the music industry, period. To take that man life like that. So we lost a friend, a father, a son, a cousin, and a brother.
He has definitely said, yes, we have definitely really lost a great one, you guys. I don't know too much about him myself either, but from the research that I have done, up until now, I've heard nothing but positive things about the late Nipsey Hussle. I heard that he was also a huge positive advocate for the community. Okay, you guys. As I was saying, we definitely okay. Let's get to the story. How walk us through what happened. Do you know actually, like step by step, what happened or what brought the situation up until that shooting?
Well, this is what I got because you know you can't believe everything because everybody comes up with their own theories. Looking at the surveillance video, it looked like Nipsey and two other guys. I mean, it was just a regular day. He was in front of his store. They were standing outside talking. And then a black male walked up on him, shot them. Two other guys were shot, too. Their injuries wasn't serious as his, but Nipsey was shot 6 times. They say it's gang-related. They say this has something to do with... a lot of people might not be familiar with him, but I'm going to lighten you on him a little bit. He was the guy who basically had a cure for AIDS, arthritis, cancer, herpes.
And I definitely can speak on a lot of Dr. Sabi's work as well.
He got incarcerated.
As I was saying, I can also speak on that because...
So people have their body or conspiracy. I mean, I'm a big yes, but I'm studying about this Illuminati and with this music industry.
Right.
I believe that was a hit from the government. Now, this is just my opinion. I could be wrong. But like I said, I'm stating my opinion. So that's what I think.
Okay, hold on. Let me get this
positive.
Straight. So, okay, so what you're telling me, you think that this whole incident with Nipsey Hussle was a conspiracy from the government?
Yes, because think about it. They don't want us to prosper, and you got to also think about it. Do you really think that they want to have a cure for AIDS, cancer, or any other disease in America, and especially in our culture, he getting in the way of them making their money. So they
right.
had to let it, they got
and,
to get rid of
him. And Dr. Sabi, he was the man. He had the antidote for almost everything.
Everything.
And all his herbs were all natural. All natural. From the earth. No,
so
I know my uncle did a lot of research and spent a lot of time with Dr. Sabi, and he was, from what I heard, he was a very powerful man as well. You know, I think we need to do a separate episode as well in contribution to him. And I find that funny. I don't really want to step away from the topic, but these two topics kind of like come hand in hand. But I really feel like they never really shine too much light on Dr. Sabi's death. And
they're
like
not.
Today, I just recently found out that he was pretty much murdered by the police.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah. So he was going to do the documentary on that. He was just talking about it on The Breakfast Club and why he wanted to do it and everything. So, yeah.
Right, so, okay, what do you think the documentary would have been about?
It basically was going to be about his trial that happened in New York when he first got arrested, about because they tried to say
right.
it was, illegal prescriptions or pharmaceuticals, something illegal with him with the cures. But he won.
Right,
and he
right,
won
right.
twice. And
I think
and,
he said
and,
that was
in 87.
Crazy.
80, yes, he said 87.
Mm-hmm.
February
yeah.
10th,
right.
1987. And right after he won that case, the feds picked it up, and he won that one. But the media never say that.
Wow.
They don't say that.
Never heard about
they
that.
Don't say
never
that
know.
That.
See? Now, why
yep.
are these things being covered up is what we're trying to figure out, you guys. So
because they
definitely
want to
hear from you guys and hear you guys' opinion. So if you have any questions or comments, feel free to hit us up. The phone lines are open. Let me see what the new phone line is. I'm sorry, you guys. 917-889-9166. Again, that number is 917-889-9166. And we're going to step into a brief in a little, but we're definitely going to get back into it, paying our special contribute to the late Nipsey Hussle. You tune in to Real Talk Radio. We'll be back in a second. Keep it locked. What's up, everybody? You tuned back in to Real Talk Radio. You rocking with your girl, the one and only Ill Millie on the ones and twos, as well as your host. Today we are taking the time out, even though this is a practice, pretty much, episode for us. We want to pay respect and tribute to the late Nipsey Hussle. So with this episode, we're pretty much just touching up on the basis of the situation, what happened, and what brought up the whole situation itself. So we have my special guest slash co-host, Evo, a.k.a. Ebony. I don't know why the hell she wants to be called that.
Okay, I'm back, you guys. They're saying multiple sources are now confirming that a guy named Shitty Cuz was asked to leave Nipsey Hussle's store yesterday and felt disrespected when told to do so. We were also told this guy was recently checked in and out of a mental hospital within the last 2 weeks. The gunshot seemed accurate because he stood over Nipsey and shot him 5 times. And then the last time in the head and kicked him when he was on the ground. The female, they saying that was the getaway driver.
Oh, what's wrong with him?
Yeah. This is so sad. This is really a sad day. It's like this feeling when Biggie and Pop died. It's like the whole world got a dark cloud right now.
You got hit by a depression or something.
Yeah. Because when that, on a Sunday, he got killed like that. It's crazy. It's really, really sad. My heart really goes out to Lauren London, because I can imagine just losing your significant other like that.
That has to be really, really devastating.
And I'm starting to see a lot of people losing
friends go out to the Nipsey family
and Lauren London.
We're trying to fix this up.
But like I said, my opinion on the situation, and it's my opinion once again, this is some government stuff. They always try to make it seem like it's black and black crime. See, a lot of people, you got to study the Illuminati and all the secret societies. Just it's even deeper than the music business. It's deeper than politicians. Like, and people were saying, oh, he tweeted an hour before he died, my strongest enemies are a blessing.
You know what? And that's the thing.
Read between the lines.
Why, right before it happens to these rappers, they say these things as if they know that something is about to happen, and it's like they're trying to warn us.
Yep.
My opinion, you guys.
But I'm like this. When he said that, a lot of people was like, oh, gang-related and all that. You know what I think?
Everybody better stay woke.
I'm telling you.
We are living in revelations, y'all. Real talk. Y'all better wake up, man.
And it's happening right behind you guys. And if nobody's seen that movie, Us, that just came out by Jordan Peele, I'm telling you, parts in that movie is describing what's going on. Like right now with the government.
And then it's crazy
because it's against our people.
And we're so distracted with the other bullshit that's going on in the world. Like a lot of relevant stuff.
Get out and vote. That's just my opinion on it. Like, studying this Illuminati stuff, like, if you study the death of Tupac, Biggie, Eazy-E, Aaliyah, Left Eye, A lot of people, it's deeper than what y'all think it is.
That's a great idea. When we finish the show tonight, give me a list of those rappers, everybody's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pull them all up and I'm researching each and every one of them and see what similarities I can find.
They were entertaining.
You know, like the inside part. You know, like the deaths and the numbers that y'all talked about. That's another thing. I'm definitely going to nail that down on a lot of stuff, you guys. So I definitely want to encourage you guys to continue listening because this is not the end, but just the beginning. Real Talk Radio. We're going to be on probably five to six days a week. I haven't really figured out the schedule just yet, but we're definitely having on this month, and we're going to be on and popping every day. I'm thinking maybe Monday to Friday, though.
Yeah. But, this is really crazy. Like, this is sad. Like, I don't know him, but it seemed like you know him.
Yeah, I was watching videos, I was right there. I seen that he had got shot, but I wasn't thinking nothing bad. I was like, I think he was reaching out for something, it was crazy because it was kids, right?
He just took a picture with a little girl, or I think it was a little boy, a couple minutes before this happened.
His face just looked so blurred and pale,
like... You know they say
the last Oh my God.
I'm going to go through my research after this, guys. This story just hit me by storm. I didn't think I was going to nail down or talk about it. But I'm learning a lot about him
and learning that he was a very great influential man. And that's what really makes the tragedy even sad.
He got killed in his own neighborhood.
I was thinking about the whole story, watching it. Oh my God.
And it's crazy because it's like you can see him trying to get back up.
Right. And he shot him in the head.
And that was the same lady who recorded the video. They should respect the family because, and that's crazy. Whoever recorded Lauren London in the hospital running like that because,
that's crazy too.
Like at least respect that she's gonna be distraught for a long time.
She doesn't wind up going into like a mental institution or anything.
They were just tight, like,
strong, like that.
Was tight. Like, you could just tell in that picture that
it's going to always be a tragic movie. Tragic.
That's why, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. If you got somebody that you really love, friend, anybody, family member, get them their flowers while they're here, because you could be here now and going back. For real.
Love, value, and appreciate the ones around you.
Yeah.
They can be here today and going tomorrow. Love them while they're here.
Yeah, and it's so. And another thing. Nipsey was all about owning his own, like with the businesses and stuff. He owned his own master's. So let me
hold on. He had a master's degree.
Oh shit!
Oh my god!
His music.
Okay.
He was a master.
Damn, like, wow, like 10 times even fucked up. I mean, damn, dude has master's and his own.
Go on Tidal, Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, streaming music, because all that money is going to his family. So that's what people need to do.
I'm definitely
going to do that.
As much as I can, just to pay my respect. Another strong one gone. What are we going to do with that? As a community, what are we going to do? You know, when is enough going to be enough?
Is it is
when
black,
are we
going to
stand up and stand together?
Exactly.
When?
We need to stop pulling our own, because let me tell you this. It's crazy how we throw the balloons up, RIP shirts up when we kill our own. But when the white people kill us, oh, we want to go off. We want to go mad. It ain't no
different.
That's right, because
and that's why they're doing it to us, because they see us doing it to each other all the time.
And I don't want to hear, oh, we can't come together as a nation. It's not going to be like that.
That's cool.
Them white people stick together. Them Asians stick together.
Yes.
So.
You know it.
It's crazy. In every urban neighborhood, it's crazy. You barely will find one owned by a black. It's either going to be an Asian or an Arab or an Indian.
I like it.
Yeah. I just hope they find the person who did it, but it will come out. Nick Cannon.
Oh man, I seen the post with him. Oh my god.
Okay. He wants to
finish up the documentary like that, and they just did what they did to that poor man.
I'm gonna say this:
why are we so thirsty for fame? I don't mean no harm, but this ain't the time or the place. You know, I feel like he's just trying to take the shine. He's always the type that wants to take the shine off of somebody and put it on him.
That's true.
I feel like he's trying to make it about him, and at the same time, he's making himself a damn target. I think he's walking into something blindly and doesn't even know what he's going to walk into.
So let me say this. Nick Cannon, if you're listening, or somebody lets you hear this, you know what you should have did? You should have done that in silence. You should have just done the documentary without nobody knowing. But you.
Therefore, you could have got your message out. Message would have been out. And what's coming out?
We can't blame him either, because Nipsey did say in that interview, when I do this Dr. Sebi interview, y'all, and they kill me, y'all better ride for me. So we as black need to really look up this man and read this stuff and figure this out.
I think it is a big mystery waiting to be unsolved. But I think it starts with us, you guys. Nobody else is going to pick it up. He's going to get swept under the rug again.
Black on black crime. Gang-related.
Gang violence. Gun-related. You know. And then we have to break the curse. Start somewhere, you guys.
All right.
If you have any questions or comments, feel free to hit us up on phone lines. They're open. 917-889-9166. Again, that number is 917-889-9166. And you rocking with your girl Millie and Ebo with Real Talk Radio.
Nipsey confronted somebody earlier and let them know. I mean, what you even coming around here for? Not in no disrespectful way, but the facts of the matter is,
wow,
you a snitch. You a snitch. What you doing around here up here? So the guy leaves smoothly and come back. I'm saying for Nip, man, for that. You shoot other people in the process, but nobody gonna kill this man on no gang shit. This was a man getting confronted about his past, knowing that he was a snitch.
Wow.
And Nipsey still being the man that he is, let him move off with that. But, like, don't come around here, like, man, with that, you know what? And the nigga can handle that in his heart.
Right.
And he came back and touched this young brother, man. But that's what y'all find out in the end, because it ain't going to be hard to figure out, because the streets know this, like, where we at in the heart of where Nipsey from, you know what I'm saying? Nipsey confronted somebody earlier and let them know. I mean, what you even coming around here for? Not in no disrespectful way, but the facts of the matter is,
wow,
you a snitch. You a snitch. What you doing around here up here? So the guy leaves smoothly and come back. I'm saying for Nip, man, for that. You shoot other people in the process, but nobody gonna kill this man on no gang shit. This was a man getting confronted about his past, knowing that he was a snitch.
Wow.
And Nipsey still being the man that he is, let him move off with that. But, like, don't come around here, like, man, with that, you know what? And the nigga can handle that in his heart.
Right.
And he came back and touched this young brother, man. But that's what y'all find out in the end, because it ain't going to be hard to figure out, because the streets know this, like, where we at in the heart of where Nipsey from, you know what I'm saying?